For ThinkWing Radio's first after show, a story that couldn't wait. This is not April Fool's, nor is it from The Onion. For more evidence of aspirational Trumpian tyranny and insanity from NPR, National Park's fee-free calendar drops MLK Day and Juneteenth and adds Trump's birthday. The Trump administration has removed Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday and Juneteenth from next year's calendar of entrance fee-free days for national parks and added President Trump's birthday to the list, according to the National Park Service, as the administration continues to push back against a reckoning of the country's racist history on federal lands. In addition to Trump's birthday, which coincides with Flag Day June 14th, the updated calendar of fee-free dates includes the 110th anniversary of the National Park Service August 25th, Constitution Day September 17th, and President Teddy Roosevelt's birthday October 27th. The changes will take effect starting January 1st. Non-U.S. residents will still be required to pay entrance fees on those dates under the new America First pricing policy. At 11 of some of the country's most popular national parks, international visitors will be charged an extra $100 on top of the standard entrance fee, and the annual pass for non-residents will go up to $250. The annual pass for residents will be $80. The move follows a July executive order from the White House that called to increase fees applied to non-American visitors to national parks and grant citizens and residents, quote, preferential treatment with respect to any remaining recreational access rules, including permitting or lottery rules, unquote. The Department of the Interior, which oversees NPS, called the new fee-exempted dates, quote, patriotic fee-free days, unquote, in an announcement that lauded the changes as, quote, Trump's commitment to making national parks more accessible, more affordable, and more efficient for the American people, unquote. The Interior Department did not immediately respond to NPR's request for comment. Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum said in a statement, quote, these policies ensure that U.S. taxpayers who already support the national park system continue to enjoy affordable access while international visitors contribute their fair share to maintaining and improving our parks for future generations, unquote. The new calendar follows the Trump administration's previous moves to reshape U.S. history by asking patrons of national parks to flag any signs at sites deemed to cast a negative light on past or living Americans. Now, for those of you who thought that suggestions of putting Trump on U.S. currency, renaming airports for Trump, or making Trump's birthday a national holiday, this idea is something that could actually take effect in less than a month in the absence of an act of Congress. By executive order, Trump has delegitimized MLK's birthday and Juneteenth as national holidays and substituted his own birthday. We might as well start calling him Trump Jun-un or Our Dear Leader. Only a megalomaniacal tyrant even considers naming a holiday after himself, but with an executive order, Trump has effectively done that. And will American citizens now have to show proof of citizenship just to get into our national parks? This isn't the beginning. It's the middle of the beginning. The end prospects are truly terrifying.